Northern Ireland's First and Deputy First Ministers are meeting President George W. Bush today at the White House. It follows formation of a new government in the province in May. The meeting will cap a five-day visit by both Ian Paisley and Martin McGuinness, which has been aimed primarily at encouraging U.S. investment in Northern Ireland. A proposal has already been put forward that formal links be established between the Assembly in Belfast and the U.S. Congress. We spoke to Belfast-based policy analyst Robin Wilson about the visit.
The First and Deputy First Ministers have seen this visit to the United States, where obviously the most important mobile capital that's gone to Ireland, north or south, has come from. They've seen this visit as a means to encourage investment in preparation for an investment conference which will be taking place in 2008 in Northern Ireland. Anything that encourages links between Northern Ireland and the rest of the world is obviously hugely to be encouraged, because one of the reasons for the awful violence of the last few decades has been because Northern Ireland has been a very introverted place, obsessed with its own sectarian level, and any formal connection between Congress and the Northern Ireland Assembly for future reference would obviously be very, very valuable.